MMA Roasted is powered by BetOnline.ag. It's the NBA and Stanley Cup Finals. Support our podcast by making a wager on your pick by going to www.clnsmedia.com/winning and using promo code CLNS50 for 50% cash back on the first deposit. Hey, everyone, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with the Ween Dog.
What's up, dude?
It's going to be a great show. I am now 41 years old.
How's it feel?
I don't know, man. It felt good. I went to, the more I do Muay Thai, the better I feel. I went 3 days last week, which was awesome. So that was cool. But you know what I don't like is at the end you do light sparring, like super light. There's always one guy that goes extra hard.
Yeah, that's what I hate about those classes is I hate getting punched. Even if I'm wearing headgear, I just hate it. And I always like turn into a pussy.
Yeah.
And there's always that, like, that group of people in the class. So like they're acting like they're professional boxers or Muay Thai fighters. And it's like, I got to stay away from those dudes. And then you see them walking up to you like to ask you to spar. And it's like, dude, I'm done for the night. I'm going home.
Well, the thing is I go super light because I'm just trying to learn technique. I would go way harder in wrestling and jiu-jitsu than this. Maybe I'm not as confident or whatever, but I'm just being super. And then this dude, like, just turns it up. And then I turn it up back, and he's like, yo, man. And I'm like, I'm like, dude, like, no, man. If you're going to turn it up, it's going to get turned up back on you.
Yeah.
You know, which I don't want. But I'm not going to sit there and let you, like, just punch me in the face with no headgear and no mouth guard.
You don't wear a headgear or mouth guard when you spar?
It's very light. It's super. I mean, some people do. I probably should. But it's all good.
For those of you who haven't worn headgear while, like, just sparring, headgear is, like, it's a whole other factor to the fight game, dude. It's terrible. You can barely breathe. You have your mouth guard in, and you can't see out of the corners of your eyes. And it's very, very claustrophobic. I hate sparring with headgear.
Totally. But I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, marijuana is legal in California. Get it delivered, okay? Dispensaries are a trap. They wait for you outside the dispensary. These cops, undercover cops, pull you over and give you DUIs, okay? Mm-hmm. Go to speedweed.com. They will deliver it right to your door. Anything from, you know, CBD to regular marijuana to you name it. I mean, THC sex lube, me and my wife use it all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I last longer with it. I actually last, feels amazing. It's lube, but you're also like, your dick's getting high. It's the greatest thing. I highly recommend it. And they have all kinds of great stuff. So go to speedweed.com, mention Roasted, you get $10 off, $100 or more. Also, I got to tell you about Nature's Oils Online. Okay, this is the best. A lot of people are hesitant to try hemp-derived CBD because they don't know where to start. I mean, every time you look somewhere, it's CBD. CBD, I went to the church, the pastor was like, try the CBD. Okay, listen, all right? And it's hard to know what to take, how much to take. Well, there's a family-owned business, okay? Christian and Michelle, the nicest people I know, all right? And it's hemp-derived CBD, and they will give personal guidance, okay? It's grown in the U.S. Without the use of pesticides. It's mixed with organic MCT coconut oil. Each batch is third-party lab-tested for potency and purity, and the results are posted on their website. They have a variety of products, including full-spectrum or whole-plant hemp oil extract, hemp-derived isolate tinctures, hemp and emu oil pain balm, and full-spectrum CBD dog chews, which my dog loves. He's crazy about it. Go to naturesoilsonline.com, and they includes free shipping in the continental U.S. Call them at 469-525-3131. That's 469-525-3131, and they're offering a 15% discount off their already reasonable prices, okay? Check out, just go to Adam10, use that code, you get 15% off. Now, Adam10 to get to 15% off, obviously. So, so my birthday was last Tuesday night. We had a big party, which I invited you to.
Yeah.
You didn't show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're 0 for 2 on weddings and birthdays.
Yeah, I'll be there at the next one.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, for sure.
The next wedding or the next birthday?
Both.
Oh, perfect. So it was pretty awesome. All these people came. My wife showed up. We had like a little date night. And, you know, Jeremy Piven, he did a comedy. He shows up. He's like, there's too many people here.
At the dime bar.
Yeah. And the host's like, well, I'm going to send some people home. He's like, no, it's okay. And then Jay Moore came. Jay Moore was hilarious. Jay Davis was so funny. It was great. Aaron went up and my boy Mike Circle went up. It was so much fun. And my wife showed up. And everyone was saying, you know, Adam, thank you, Adam. You know, it was like really, really nice. They were wishing me a happy birthday. They got me a cake. My wife says to me on the way home, she's like, you know, I always know you as, you know, the guy who, you know, I always see you leave your underwear on the bathroom floor and, yep, and change, you know, Violet's diaper. And I forget that you're actually like a respected badass in the comedy community. Uh-huh. I was like, thank you, I guess.
Yeah.
And then like I stand in like the DJ booth. And she's like, I feel like you're like the captain of the pirate ship, but it's a sinking ship. I'm like, thanks, babe. I appreciate that. Like, but it was awesome. The birthday was awesome. We had some birthday sex, and I actually put on that song, Birthday Sex.
Really?
It made me turn it off, actually.
Oh man.
And it was fun. We always laugh and like giggle and like the, we always like make funny jokes in the bedroom. So that's cool.
Did you do stand up on your birthday?
Yeah.
So it was like a whole show.
Yeah, which was actually, that was like a little hard because everyone has like seen me before.
Yeah.
So I had like some new jokes, but I had to just call out, like, rather than like pretend I didn't know the people in the crowd, I just started roasting everyone that I knew.
Yeah.
And then that made everything more comfortable.
Yeah.
And then I had a show at the Laugh Factory on Wednesday, which is a lot of fun in Long Beach. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, Thursday was being the baby. My wife was working. So it was being the baby all day and night, which wore me the fuck out. Oh, my God. Like, I mean, we had a lot of fun, but it was just like party time all night long. We watched PFL together. We watched the movie Sing. She's now crawling now.
Awesome.
She's getting into everything. And if I don't look, I'll still have like a bleach in her hand. Like, I say, like, do not.
Kitchen knife.
Yeah, seriously. She's like juggling knives, and all of a sudden, like, an alligator is in the house. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I have to constantly be on top of that, which it's just fine, you know. The thing about babies is that they're in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, they're not thinking about other things. You know?
Constantly entertain them.
Yeah, but you also have to constantly watch them.
Uh-huh.
And now that she's crawling, it's a whole new thing. And she's standing up on her own. But also, like, when she falls, I have to not react. Like, if she hits her head or something.
Yeah.
Because if, you know, there'll be like a, she'll fall or hit her head and there'll be a brief pause. Mm-hmm. And she looks at me.
Yeah.
And if I'm like, oh, then she'll start crying. Mm-hmm. So I have to just be like, pretend nothing happened. But other people were like, other parents were like, well, what I do is I go, yay. I'm like, that's probably how the guys from Jackass started. You know, that's probably what happened with Jackass.
Yeah.
Those guys were like, yay. And next thing I know, they're like, Steve-O, my kid Steve-O.
Yeah, because if they fall and they see you and you're like, oh my God, they're going to start crying and freak out. That's why when my little nephew falls, I just go, dude, that was badass. Good job. That was
really?
Beast. Yeah.
Yeah. That was beast?
Yes.
So, and then I was in... where was I? I was in Ventura all weekend doing comedy, Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, which was a lot of fun. The crowds were kind of funny. Like, one night, it was a bunch of, like, senior citizens, like 20 of them, and then there was, like, college kids.
Yeah.
But the senior citizens came from a funeral that day where they buried their friend in the ocean, and then they came to a comedy show at night.
Was it like one of those medieval burials where they put the body out on a raft and shoot a flaming arrow at it?
I don't know what it was, but I was like, yeah, I'm like, tomorrow night I'm performing for toddlers and dead people.
Yeah.
They're actually taking the person from the ocean and bringing them out. And then last night there was like a group of people. There was like two brothers dating two sisters, twin brothers.
Mm.
Then there was a guy in the front who looked like he was like an Oz, the show Oz back in the day. He had like a neck tattoo. I'm like, how long you been out for? This is a lot better than Lights Out. I was just fucking. He was kind of laughing and kind of looked, had those crazy eyes.
Oh my God!
And then there was a black guy that came for every single show that week. It was the third show. He like a guy from Haiti. He absolutely loved it.
Okay, good.
But then there was a woman that wandered in at like when there was 3 seconds left in the show. I'm like, where did you come from? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, are you on the run? Then there was a Mexican woman who said her kid was 19. She was all like 11. I'm like, you have the best idea of all time.
Wow.
Or you have Benjamin Button's disease or something. And it was just one of those shows where there was two gay guys and their parents. Her dad looked like a mafia don.
Oh my God.
He looks like he fucks it up. And I'm like, it looks like he kicks ass and you fuck it. You know, like, wow. It was crazy.
Have you ever had a weekend where all the shows were just normal and there wasn't like some crazy thing that happened in the audience or anything like that?
Not really, actually. It's always,
it baffles me, all these stories you have from these shows,
especially,
dude.
Like in Ventura, you know. And it was crazy. It was a fun weekend, though. Mm-hmm. It really was a good time. And the people at the end were like, that was so much fun. And mm-hmm. they all, like, bought stuff. And one guy was like, the guy that was a little crazy, he was like, dude, I love your jokes because I'm really morbid and into death.
Yeah.
I'm like, thanks, man. That's really what I'm going for here. Like,
yeah. Well, I'm glad to see your comedy has evolved, Adam.
He goes, I'm morbid and twisted. You're hilarious. Whoa. You're morbid and twisted.
That's
great.
That's strange.
Yeah. You think? Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm enjoying summer. The California weather has been kind of weird. You know, rainy one day, then super hot and sunny the next day is kind of pissing me off. I really want to get back into jiu-jitsu the way I was before, but I my back is super fucked up. I have, like, the back of an 80-year-old man.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I have a disc problem or I have a pinched nerve, but it's just constant pain, and I think it started from jiu-jitsu. Like, I'd be on the bottom, you know, in guard or something, someone's in my guard, and my back will just spasm out, and I can't move, and it's like, oh my God. So I took a little bit of a break, and I want to get back. I don't know if I should go to the doctor. I just don't want to have a surgery or anything like that. But
how's school over?
Yeah, school's over.
Yes, you can come back during the week now?
Yeah, for the most part.
Perfect.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to have like 5 shows this week, okay? Mm-hmm. 5 shows. We got a bunch of them. We're actually releasing some. It's gonna be a great. Okay, it's gonna be great. Mm-hmm. Go on Rockfin. We're gonna have extra shows on Rockfin. RockFin. All right. If you're a fan of the podcast and you like all these shows and you want to see 3, 4, or 5 shows a week, the reason I can do it is because Rockfin has been paying me in cryptocurrency and it's been really, really good. Okay, so go to RockFin/AdamHunter. And they take care of their people, and I'm one of their people, and so I highly suggest it. And if you have to endorse me, go to endorse Adam Hunter. It's $10, and you'll get tons of stuff there. I'm uploading every set the next day on there, so you can see hours and hours of my comedy, mm-hmm. all the crowd work I'm talking about, and you get lots of extra podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay. So check it out.
It's not just, you're not just uploading extra podcasts to Rockfin. You're uploading so much more content.
Yeah. 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 Stuff that you haven't heard.
Yeah.
Okay?
Or seen.
Now, how's the girl?
Girl's good. Yeah. It's very frustrating because she is a big advocate for condoms. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to wear a condom because, you know, I won't come for like 2 hours with a condom on, you know?
Yeah. It's hard to go back to condoms.
It's very, very difficult because, you know, when you've had such a long streak on Tinder with like dirty freaks who don't wear condoms or who say it's okay not to wear a condom and, you know, coming in their pussies and you know, stuff like that. It's very difficult to go to this girl. I love her to death, but she's so strict. She's like, yo, I need you to wear a condom because getting pregnant is like such a big fear for her. You know,
she had any kind of birth control, pills or anything?
No, she's not on birth control, but I think she just doesn't want to have an abortion. I think she's okay with abortions, but she just doesn't want to have one.
No one really wants to have one.
Yeah, so that kind of scares her. So what I've been doing is I've been like, you know, okay, no big deal, I'll wear a condom. But what I won't tell her is I'll take it off like right when I'm about to come.
You can't do that.
Well, I know you can't, but I have to.
Well, you take it out. Well, is your penis out of her? Obviously, then you take it off.
Yeah, then I put it back in with the, you know.
Oh, no, that's not, dude, that's not, you, if you love this girl, that's not the right thing to do.
Well, how am I going to come?
You can't just like take it off and have her then like blow you or jerk you off when you're close.
I can do that, but you know, I want the real thing. I want to come from a vagina.
Yeah, but that's not right to do to her because she's trusting the fact that you're wearing a condom.
But I did wear one,
and then
sure.
You're like all of a sudden Houdini and it's off.
Yeah,
not right, man.
Yeah,
not cool. Now, have you ever not wore a condom with her?
For very briefly, and she's known about it, and she didn't really like it. She's because it just freaks her out in general, you know.
Well, you got it. Did you get? Listen, if you love this girl, you got to wear a condom.
Yeah,
but if she knows, or she has to go on birth control.
Yeah. Well, I'm worried because I heard that birth control. When a woman goes on birth control, it can affect her libido. It can make her less horny.
I don't know about that, but even with birth control, you can still get pregnant.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
So it doesn't make it doesn't matter that even if you wear it, but. At the same time, this whole, like, I'm wearing a condom, now I'm not. Mm-hmm. You're like the David Blaine of sex. Not a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel guilty about it, but, you
does
know.
She, but does she know that you're doing that?
Oh, no. Hell no.
Come on. Dude, that's not right.
I got to come.
Yeah, but so you could still be able to come with a condom.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, the last time we had sex, I ran out of condoms, right? And she's like, yo, we can't have sex. I know I'm going on my period soon, so we got to find a condom somewhere. You know, I don't want to go buy a fucking condom. I don't want to go spend $5 for 3 condoms.
It's $5.
Yeah, for 3 condoms.
So?
So I say, you know what? All right, let's go get some condoms. I took her to the 99-cent store. It's a super ghetto 99 cent store too. It freaked me out, dude. We went there, we looked all around the store, and they didn't have condoms. I was like, what the fuck? So we're on our way out, I looked to my left, and by the cashier, there's condoms, like, right next to the cashier.
Yeah.
Like, where they sell M&Ms.
Right.
So I went, and I took all the boxes of condoms off the shelf. I spent actual $4 on, and there's 12... There's 12 condoms.
Now, what brand of condoms were they?
They're called Fantasy something. It just says Fantasy on the box.
Yeah, the Fantasy that they actually work. I mean, yeah. Come on, man.
I mean, they do work, but the problem is with the Dollar Tree condoms, the 99 cent store condoms that I noticed.
Archie comics?
No, the Dollar Tree
condoms. Oh, yeah, Dollar Tree.
Or
yeah.
Not Archie
condoms. Like the Archie condoms.
They're like, they lose their lubrication after like one thrust, and they get super dry and rough, and it's like you're...
Well, maybe you could use TAC sex lube.
I could use that, dude.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just stop doing the whole I'm wearing condom,
oh, yeah,
I'm not. That's not nice.
Stop, man. I gotta stop.
It's not right.
Yeah, it's not. It sucks, dude.
I mean, if you love this person, I mean, you shouldn't do it to anybody.
Yeah.
Especially that. That's yeah. What, like, chicks that are trying to get pregnant do to, like, basketball players and
yeah.
Stuff. That's just not right.
Don't do that to Ween Dog.
No, and then what if, she gets pregnant? Then what are you gonna do?
Well, I'm gonna get an abortion.
Yeah, but then you're gonna get the abortion. She's the one to take the abortion.
Well, I could take the morning after pill, but how late?
You're not taking any of these things. She's taking this stuff. That
yeah.
Also is painful sometimes with women.
Is it?
Yeah, they could throw up. It's things aren't easy, bro.
Damn, dude.
Come on, man. Use your head.
Gotta come, man. Gotta come.
Why can't you come with a condom?
I can't come in a condom. I actually would prefer to come in a condom because it's a lot less of a cleanup. You just throw a condom away in the toilet, flush it down.
But you've had that much sex where you just can't come with a condom anymore?
I can't come with a condom, but it gets to the point where she's already came, and I feel bad when she's already came and she's not that much into it.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to come. I feel like a pervert or something, you know?
Stop. Come on. I didn't know how women feel. All right. Let's talk about some fights that went on, Ween Dog.
All right.
All right. So... last week, PFL was last week. You watch PFL?
I saw highlights.
Okay. First of all, Lance Palmer looked great. That guy, you know, it's funny because the guy he fought was good. It was Alex Gilpin. He was the state champion of Texas, which is impressive until you're fighting a guy who's a four-time All-American wrestler in college.
Right.
And you just saw the difference. And Lance almost knocked him out, almost stopped him. He looked great. Chris Wade is a great fighter, but... I don't know what he's thinking because he was primarily a wrestler and they said he was a boring wrestler and people were like, we don't like the way he fights. And now he's trying to be Kung Fu master and throw all kinds of, you know, this is the new Chris Wade. Mm-hmm. But dude, what you don't leave what got you there. It's like these guys that like are with the girl and they get all successful and they get famous and they lose the girl. And next thing you know, they're all strung out in cocaine and
yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, Chris, don't worry about it, man. Just get the win. Win that $1 million, okay? Ben Askren has plenty of fans. GSP, plenty of fans, okay? Even Damian Maya, plenty of fans.
Right.
I mean, there are a lot of guys out there who get knocked out very entertainingly, but they don't last that long.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's thinking, you know?
Yeah.
Andre Harrison won. He fought a tough guy. He's coming off his first loss. He'll be on the podcast tomorrow. I don't know. I would like to see Harrison versus Palmer, the rematch. Especially that Harris is now training with Gregor Gillespie, who...
Wow.
Yeah, out of Long Island. I want to see that. I think Harrison could win the million. I can't wait to watch him and Palmer. There was a guy... there was a guy that threw a flying knee. See that flying knee?
Yeah, and the dude just like died. Octagon. He just like collapsed.
It was like 10 seconds into it, and it was insane. Like that.
He was like asleep.
Dude, there was like two or three really great highlights, and I guess it was on ESPN2, so maybe they had more people watch it than ESPN+. But first of all, Nathan Schultz won. He fought a Chinese guy, Bio Ying Kang. He killed him. But yeah, first of all, there were two of them. There was... the one, Damon Jackson, the UFC guys did not do very well. There were three guys in the UFC back to back to back that got beat. First, Steven Seiler lost, got dominated by Gadzi Rabatanov. Yeah, it's tough on these guys from Dagestan because no one knows who they are, but they're all just badasses. I don't know what they have. People with Dagestan are like born with like chest hair and cauliflower ear and like a bear. They don't have like teddy bears. They have actual bears.
In their crib with them to sleep at night.
And they grow up. They drive an Uber bear. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So this guy, Mavlid Zakabulayev, knocked out Damon Jackson in 10 seconds.
Wow.
And Damon Jackson's a good fighter. Used to be in the UFC, Damon the Leech. And damn, because he was a leech. He was stuck to the canvas. It was rough. It was rough. I mean,
wow.
You know, the good thing about PFL is even if you lose the first fight, you can still come back with a million. That happened all the time last year. So it doesn't, I mean, Lance Palmer lost during the season. Sean O'Connell got knocked out during the season. He won the million. It doesn't mean that you're not going to win the $1 million if you lose.
Do you think that all these other organizations are proving that the UFC doesn't really have the top tier fighters?
Well, there's two things on that. But also, Luis Rafael Loretino, who's like 30-1 from Brazil, knocked out Jeremy Kennedy quickly.
Right,
and then Germany tried to wrestle the ref.
Yeah, he like tried to
he tried to. He was like putting Eve Levine in like a leg lock, but Eve was like defending it really well.
Wow!
So it's like he like lost twice. I'm like, poor Jeremy Kennedy. He's a good fighter, Jeremy Kennedy. He's another guy who can come back and win the million. But that was rough.
Yeah.
To answer your question, there's twofold. Number one, yeah, you look at like the recent string of guys who left the UFC or got cut. But CCA's Northcutt, Eddie Alvarez, now these three guys, it's not been looking good. But at the end of the hand, they also left the UFC or got cut.
Yeah.
So the guys that are still there are not losing to guys because they're still in the UFC.
Right.
So, yeah, they could say, yeah, okay, yeah, our guys lost, but they weren't in the UFC anymore. That's why we cut them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that when you get to some of these guys from Dagestan who are not fighting in the UFC right now. Maybe they have too many guys from Dagestan or they just don't have the fan base or whatever. And then they go out there and just beat Damon Jackson in 10 seconds and Jeremy Kennedy in 23 seconds. Yeah, it's looking like these are guys that were 13-1 or 12-2. It's like, wow, who else is out there?
I've also noticed that recently in the past few months or so, all of, like the awesome MMA highlight videos haven't come from the UFC. They've all been from like Bellator, PFL, like the dude with the spinning tornado thing, the fake kick, and then the knockout. Like that wasn't UFC.
Well, shit. Yes, you're right, but also it's because Bellator is putting people in that are 0-1.
Yeah, it's easier to do that kind of shit, huh?
Yeah, like that guy who did that was a great Muay Thai guy. I think he's like a legend. I guess he's like a I'm not really into the professional Muay Thai, but that guy, I forgot that guy's name, but
I forgot it too.
But he's like some kind of world champion and he did it to a guy that was 0-1.
Yeah.
So, you're not going to see that in the UFC because they don't really put guys that are 0-1 in the UFC unless they're from, you know,
WWE.
CM Punk or something. Yeah. So, or the guy fighting CM Punk.
Yeah.
You know, on the other hand, we have seen some crazy knockouts. But yeah, but that's, so there's that.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot that guy's name. It's going to bother me now. But also, yeah, I mean, Bellator, that's one of, I think, the problems is that yeah, you'll see sometimes in some of these UFC cards, like some of the UFC China, a guy that's like, you know, 4-0 or something, and you're like 4-1. You're like, huh. But Bellator, it seems like you're not going to see that guy who fought the wrestler. That guy, CJ Jones.
Jack Black?
Yeah, Jack Black is not going to make the UFC.
Yeah.
I mean, they were even, I mean, the guys that CM Punk fought, Mickey Gall and Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson's probably a guy they just tried to find a guy that could be on level, but Mickey Gall had no business fighting CM Punk.
Right.
I mean, Mickey Gall's a great fighter.
Yes.
I mean, he looked bad in his last fight because he got sick and something happened or whatever. Some shit went down, but he's beaten a lot of good guys. He beat Sage Northcutt. I mean, tapped him. He's beaten a lot of guys out there. Mickey Gall's a really good fighter, and I still believe Mickey Gall, regardless of
I do too,
people,
man.
You know, people lose once and they want to say. Now, I don't understand this Elias Theodoro cut. Because there's a guy that, you know, Elias Theodoro was like 7-5-1 in his last couple fights, and he's really good. And yeah, he lost to Derek Brunson, but Derek Brunson's a great fighter. And it was competitive. He didn't get annihilated, you know. And he's beaten like Eric Anders. He's beaten some good guys. Elias Theodoro. He beat Sam Alvey. He beat that old guy from Australia who was like Olympian. I always forget his name.
Yeah, me too. I used to be like his biggest fan, but now I just see it on a losing streak and just faded from my memory.
I like that guy, whoever that guy. Yeah. So I don't understand the Elias Theodoro cut. I don't. I think there was some politics involved, probably maybe him being so pro-marijuana or pro-weed. But even that, I don't get it.
No, because the Diaz brothers are way more, like, such bigger advocates for weed.
They bring in a lot more people, though, than Elias, though. Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, he didn't have the most pleasing style, but he was winning with the style.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Is it the same thing with John Fitch? Didn't they cut John Fitch for the same thing?
I think Fitch might have wanted more money. Elias wasn't even asking that much money. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, Elias is a good dude. He's a role model. He's a nice guy. He won the Ultimate Fighter Canada. You don't never hear of him getting arrested or any kind of crazy shit. I don't get it.
Was his contract up and they just decided not to renew it?
No, I texted him. He said it was BS. He said it was some political stuff. He didn't really go into it, but I don't get it.
So it's when you look at the posts saying that he got cut and all the comments, it's everybody's saying that, yeah, that's what happens when you're a boring fighter on the shit. But you can't blame it on his fight style because I'm sure there is something behind the scenes that they're not going to talk about, whether it's contract negotiations, whether it's...
And he was winning with the fight style. Look, if you're winning with a certain style, I don't care how fucking boring it is. Ryan Hall... That's the weirdest fighter I've ever seen. It looks like he's actually like it's a video game and you're just pressing that same button over again.
Yep.
But he wins. Mm-hmm. He wins most of his fights. I mean, he lost one or two fights, but he's beaten Gray Maynard and he beat BJ Penn and whoever they put in front of him, he usually beats.
Yeah,
it's not. I don't necessarily like that type of like go for a rolling knee bar every single time, but it fucking works.
Yeah,
Elias Theodoro is not a naturally talented guy. He's a guy that picked up MMA really late. Mm-hmm. He works his ass off. He's a smart fighter. And he's fighting to the best of his abilities. And he's winning. He's not supposed to beat Eric Anders, who's a professional football player or college and almost made the pros. I think he made the CFL or something. He's not supposed to win those fights. But he wins because he's smart and he outworks people. And it's ugly, but he wins.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we cutting him?
Right.
It's one loss. He didn't embarrass himself. It wasn't one of those things, Nate Quarry versus what was it? The Herms Franco, was it? That was running around the cage or like ran out of the cage or whatever happened. Or Diego Brandão, who literally ran out of the cage, you know? He lost to a top five guy. Derek Brunson is a great fighter. I mean, I thought he beat Anderson Silva. He went, you know, three rounds against Yoel Romero and he won two out of three. I think he got caught in the third, but was winning that fight. I mean, Brunson has only lost to the best guys. I mean, he lost to Robert Whittaker and he lost to...
Israel?
Israel, yeah, he lost to Israel. He's not losing to, you know, bottom 15 guys. Brunson's like a fight or two away from a belt or at least a title contention.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Do you think like the UFC, maybe it's Dana or whoever it is at the top, is like sits down with these fighters who have this particular fight style? Maybe they get booed a lot. Do you think the UFC sits down with them and goes, "Yo, we need you to like have more entertaining fights, and if you don't, we're probably going to cut you."
I hope that's not the case.
Can you see that being a possibility?
Maybe that maybe the ESPN deal, like it was a great deal for the UFC. They made a lot of money, but you know. It was the WME deal they bought high when it was at its peak, sort of, and now there's like a lack of superstars in MMA. Mm. There's not Brock Lesnar. There's not Ronda Rousey. John Jones is...
Put that back in.
John Jones is so hit or miss.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor is not fighting as of now. Diaz brothers Nick Diaz is out.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they're like... looking at like, okay, what are some things we need to change? But the answer is not to cut boring fighters.
Yeah.
That's not the case. Because then the wrestlers are going to be fucked anyway.
Yeah.
The answer is to there's a lot of answers, but one of my answers, what I would do is, first of all, you need the Ultimate Fighter back. Okay, you got to revamp it or something, but that really... gets people attached to the fighters.
I like the Ultimate Fighter. I didn't even watch the last season because I just felt like, you know, it's just been so boring.
You don't do it with 145-pound women. I'm sorry. Like, put the heavyweights in there. Put the 55ers. And, you know, get great coaches that really hate each other.
Yes.
Who
would be good contenders for coaches right now in the UFC?
Ben Askren and Usman or something.
Colby?
Colby Covington and Woodley.
Or dude, that'd be amazing.
Colby and Usman.
Yeah.
You know? You got to get that.
Yeah.
All right. But you also have to, like Bellator is sort of starting to do. First of all, tournaments are good. do an 8-man tournament in some of these interim belt type things.
I can't believe they haven't done a tournament yet, especially for like 155. No, amazing. That would be the best tournament ever.
Do a tournament, okay? But also, you got to get behind these young guys that are undefeated. You got to build them from the ground up. Like that guy that I had on my show, I can't remember his name. The guy who went to jail, who learned how to fight in prison.
Ian Heinisch?
Yeah, Ian Heinisch is a story that everybody should know. Mm. Everybody should know that this guy got busted for selling ecstasy and went to jail and some prison and the Canary Islands and joined the wrestling team in prison and was the number of state champ in prison and then got kicked out and then went to Rikers and then mom put his house up and now he's 13-1 and just beat Shoeface. That's a fucking story. That's a movie and a book and a story. But I should be the only one who knows that. Me and four guys. Okay. Yeah. Jessica Andrade is a monster, but no one knows anything about her. Okay. These countdown specials are good. They work. Where have the countdown specials been? And why aren't they on? ESPN is owned by Disney, or which is, I think, is on Channel 7, is ABC. So I believe, if I'm right, why aren't they on Channel 7? The countdown specials were on Fox. People were getting behind the ones on Fox.
Yeah.
So, and, stop whitewashing this bullshit. You know, show the ring girls again. They don't show the ring girls anymore on ESPN.
Really?
Yeah, when was the last time you saw a ring girl?
Oh, my God. I haven't noticed that. Oh, my. That's so dumb, dude.
Because it's, like, against their liberal policies. So, show the ring. There was a, first of all, they had a show one time with, like, America's Next Best Ring Girl that I know girls that have competed on. It never aired.
Wow.
Why isn't that on Fight Pass? But there's all kinds of shit that, like, but it's really starts with the undefeated or really good younger guys. Even the kid that we had on last week, the kid that was like 12-1, the kid that I just had on my show.
Man, there's been so many names.
Kid from Massachusetts. I mean, kid from Missouri, the James Krause kid that I just fucking had him on the air. You know what I'm talking about. I don't even know who I had on my own podcast. That's how fucking bad it's been. All right.
I mean, we're just pumping out so many episodes, dude. It's hard to keep track of who's been on.
Okay. Grant Dawson. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Grant Dawson. ADHD. Fucking kid. 13-1. Was working at an old age home.
Yeah.
For people. And now he's with his girlfriend. He's going to buy a house now. Like, that should fucking be. You got to get behind these young kids like that. Build them. You can't just get them when they're at the top.
I don't know why they don't do stuff like on their YouTube channel, just like little like 15-minute videos, like just profiling each fighter. It doesn't have to be those contending.
I'm actually starting to work with the UFC and working with the PFL, and I'm writing the MMA awards again.
Yeah.
But like, I got some good ideas for some sketches. I can't wait to shoot them. Some really, really good ones. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like you can't just throw a fighter out there and expect people to just get behind them if they don't know nothing about them. It's just not going to work. And that's even with the PFL. I love the PFL, but you have to get behind some of these people. I have to know something about them, and it can't just be 30 seconds before they're fighting. I have to know before the fight about this person. There's enough people out there.
How do you feel about the embeddeds?
Embeddeds are great. I like the embeddeds.
Really?
I do. But like Cejudo is an Olympian, and he's a gold medalist. People don't really know Henry Cejudo. He's a little strange, and talks like Michael Jackson, but still, people should know him. 145. Who's the 45-pound champ? Poirier. All right. Where's Poirier been since he won?
He's 155.
55. Who's still Max? Max still the champion.
Yeah.
Holloway, another guy. Great kid. But where is he? We only hear about these guys when they're fighting. We got to make sure these guys around all throughout. That's how you make them superstars.
Right.
Okay. Holloway's a superstar. Where the Khabib? He fights what? When? It's all about like him and Ali with the fight, getting in people. It's like, what's going on there?
I mean, I probably couldn't tell you anything about all the champs, like they're in their personal life and who they really are. The champions of the UFC, I couldn't tell
you
anything.
And that's what the Ultimate Fighter did so well.
Yeah.
And that was the lesson they learned.
Yeah.
Nate Diaz versus Poirier, great. Okay. That's going to get people involved. Ferguson versus Cowboy, awesome. That's the kind of shit that gets people psyched up. But then there's a whole, I don't know, like Yoel Romero. I mean, where's he been? Israel. You got to get these people around after they win. He's the interim champion. No more. There should be tournaments, 4-person tournaments.
Yes.
You know, the heavyweight champion right now is Cormier fighting Stipe? Is that official?
Yeah.
That's happening?
Yeah.
That's good. Stipe is another guy they dropped the ball with. Guy's a full-time fireman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it because I watched that beer commercial every 3 fucking seconds.
Modelo.
Yeah, I get it, Modelo. But it shouldn't just because of Modelo's beer that I know all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I think tournaments would be amazing for the UFC, dude.
What?
I think tournaments would be amazing.
Amazing.
Like, even like right now, every division has like good contenders. Like light heavyweight is looking better than it's ever looked. Have a tournament with that. Put Johnny Walker in there, dude. It'd be amazing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Totally. All right. So, what's up, people? It's another huge month in sports across the NBA and NCAA. There's only one place to get in all the action. That's betonline.ag. Support our podcast by going to www.clnsmedia.com/winning and use the promo code CLNS50 for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50. BetOnline.ag is your online sportsbook experts. And with plenty of excitement and drama happening on and off the court, you don't want to be left on the sidelines. Go where the action is at BetOnline.ag. Go there now. Yes, go where the action is. Because CLNS Media and BOL are offering you a 50% sign-on bonus. That's 50% by signing up at clnsmedia.com/winning and using our code CLNS50 with your first deposit. Yes, go to clnsmedia.com/winning. Use promo code CLNS50 for your 50% sign-on bonus today. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Sexual performance issues, way more common than you think, okay? It's not good. 1 out of 4 guys suffer from ED, but it can be treated. Yes, today's your lucky day because Hims is a wellness brand for men. You've heard us talking about Hims, and if you haven't yet, get on board and stop struggling with ED. Because why do guys turn to weird solutions or do nothing? They can instead turn to medicine and science. Getting older sometimes means certain parts of the body might not be working as much as they should. So start revving that engine again with ED treatment from Hims. ForHims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Listen, don't get defrauded by online sketchy marketplaces. It's hard made easy. Being your best means performing your best, okay? It's been featured in GQ, Men's Health, Esquire, and Playboy. Listen, the first month is just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last and subject to your doctor approval. Restrictions may apply. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/MMAroastED. That's forhims.com/MMAroasted. forhims.com/MMAroasted. Well, what else? So this week we got some fights coming up. Let's talk about some of the fights coming up this week.
Anthony Smith versus Gustafsson, dude.
Yes. It's like John Jones leftovers right here.
Yep.
But I love Anthony Smith, and I hope he wins. I really do. I think he's going to win. Gustafsson, I think he's past his prime.
Mm-hmm.
He looked terrible in the last fight. Again, it was against John Jones, but still, it's like, I don't know.
But he was looking really good before that against Glover Teixeira, the 3-piece uppercut, dude. That was amazing. It's just, and also about this fight, you know it's going to be entertaining because they're both really good strikers. And if it goes to the ground, I think the edge goes to Anthony Smith because he's been doing jiu-jitsu. That's his main martial art. A lot of people don't know that, you know?
No, it's not. Muay Thai is his main martial art, but he's fallen in love with jiu-jitsu and has done really well.
I thought he started with jiu-jitsu.
I think he may have wrestled in high school or something, but no, he was a Muay Thai guy.
Okay.
But yeah, Nick Newell's fighting this week. First of all, May 31st, Nick Newell's fighting.
Wow.
My man.
CES.
The one-armed bandit. I fucking love that guy. That's my man. He's always telling me to make fun of him, by the way.
Is it hard to make fun of him?
Oh, well, it's hard because I don't want people to be like, you're making fun of a one person.
Yeah.
You're punching down. And he's asking me to.
Yeah.
Which is annoying, you know? But I'll be like, man, that guy has worse hands than Nick Newell. That's what I just said. And like, he loves that. Or I said that, like, hey, the winner of this fight gets a never used Nick Newell right glove. You know? And he's like, that's hilarious. Like, he actually did give his right gloves to charity. Like, he's a really good sport.
Yeah.
He's
I love funny him, as dude. Shit.
Fighting guy that's 10 and 11. So he should win. He should win this fight. And he's not the main event, but I don't know what's up with that. And John Gotti the third is on that card.
Wait.
John Gotti is like grandson, like the John.
What?
Gotti. Yeah, yeah. He's undefeated. He's 3-0.
That's hilarious.
I wouldn't want to fight that guy. I mean, what if Why not? Even if you win, you probably get like to go out in the back and get fucking fucked up.
That's not true.
But yeah, John, I heard he's pretty good. He's gonna give you a punch you can't refuse. So, so yeah, that's this week on CES.
It's hilarious.
These matchups are a little strange. They got Dan Dubuque against who's 8-2 against Bruce Boyington, who's 16-11.
Wow.
That's 11 losses. Then you got Nick Newell versus Antonio Castillo Jr., who's 10-11. And Gotti against the guy 3-2. I kind of want to bet on this. I think I would bet on the favorites. Like, but I don't know. I mean, I guess they're not even. This is like wrestling. Remember, like back in the day or before your time, they used to have Hulk Hogan would wrestle mm-hmm. on Saturday mornings against a guy that was like, you know, 4-60 against the champion. And like, how did he get a title shot?
Damn.
And then he would always like start. The guy would always win in the beginning, and Hulk would always come back and win every Saturday morning.
That's so funny.
Against
dude.
Like the Brooklyn Brawler.
How can you even watch CES? Where can I watch it at?
Oh, it's on LF. Oh, CES is on Fight Pass, I believe.
It is?
Yeah, UFC Fight Pass.
Cool.
And also, Fight Pass is becoming the hub of all fights pretty soon. You know that, right? They're trying to do like, I mean, they have bare knuckle boxing, but it's not bare knuckle boxing. It's something else is called where they dip their hands in like some kind of mold.
Concrete?
Yeah, in like concrete.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They have
or it's
that.
Like a rubber thing.
I don't know what it is, but it's like they have that, and then they have 5-on-5 jiu-jitsu.
That's pretty cool.
And then they have Eddie Bravo's like slap jiu-jitsu. Uh-huh. And then they have Chael Sonnen's thing. Like Fight Club, Fight Pass is actually pretty fun if you know what's on it.
By the way, is it true that Artem and Pauly Malignaggi are wearing gloves in their fight?
Yeah.
What?
No, wraps. I guess they're wearing wraps.
But I thought they always wear wraps.
I don't know what it is, but it's some kind of like, it's supposed to be in Florida. And they won't commission. Meanwhile, Florida, everything's legal except for this.
Yeah.
But they won't commission it. It's bullshit. If that's the case, you can't have bare knuckle boxing with gloves on.
Yeah.
It's like having, you know, unprotected sex with condoms.
Are they just wearing like motorcycle gloves or something? Like, what is it?
It's something strange, but it seems to be really like favoring Paulie, being that he's the boxer.
Yeah, how come whenever a boxer, like a professional boxer, gets involved in these kind of like, you know, fights, there always has to be some kind of fucking rule that like gives him the edge? Like, you know, with Conor and Mayweather, it's like, oh, we're going to fight in 10 ounce gloves or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck
bullshit.
It is. There's always something that.
You see last week when Paulie hit him with the microphone?
That was. What do you think about that? That's fucked up. It's funny, but that's gotta hurt, dude.
It was fucked up, but it made me laugh. Yeah. I have to say, it's becoming like the Three Stooges.
What's up with his outfit? He looks like a fucking, what are those dudes from like the 50s?
He looks like a gangster.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Also, Bobby Nash is fighting. Bobby Nash is a good fighter. He's fighting at WXC Warrior Wednesdays this in Michigan against Mark Stoddard. I think Bobby Nash used to be in the UFC. James Warfield is also 23. He's also a good fighter. I think he was also, and I've heard of him before. Yes, that's Wednesday on Fight Pass. LFA, which by the way, I'm telling you, Pat Miletich is the best announcer in the game. I tell this every fucking time. Underrated. And coming from a guy who's an underrated comic, mm-hmm. people always tell me like, you're so underrated, which I guess is better than being overrated. Mm-hmm. Or is it, I don't know, overrated, I feel like you get more money. But I always root for the guys who I think deserve more accolades. And Pat Miletich as an announcer, he does a great job with the LFA. Rafael Barbosa, wasn't he in the UFC? He's 11-1 against Nate Jennerman. I've heard it. Rufian Stotts out of Rufus Sport. He's 11-1. He came to my show. He's really good. Taking on Ralph Acosta. Bobby Lee is from Minnesota.
Bobby Lee?
Not the comedian. He's actually good. And Biggie Mike Rhodes. This is a guy that was 300 pounds, played college basketball, and then went into the UFC. They threw him against like Robert Whittaker his first fight.
Wow.
And then somebody else. But he's really good. He's 11-6. He trains with Askren. He said he's never gotten a takedown in like 900 rounds against Askren.
Gotten it? Oh, to
yeah, yeah.
Askren.
But he's a really good fighter. I like him a lot. He came to my show. He's fighting in this also. I'm gonna watch this.
Cool.
It's out of Minnesota. So and then a guy. So that's that.
Did you see Greg Hardy got a new fight?
Yeah, I guess that guy that hates him.
Like John Adams, do whatever the
hell
his name
is. That guy's Juan Adams.
Juan Adams?
He's good, that guy. The Kraken, they call him.
Yeah.
He's really good. I've seen him fight. He's got a big gut.
Isn't he bigger than Greg Hardy? Like, height-wise?
He's a big dude.
He's like a freaking coconut tree.
I mean, he should win.
Yeah.
He's fought in better guys.
He's more experienced, right?
More experienced. He's really emotional, though. Like, even after his fight, he was tweeting about Greg Hardy, like, on the way back to the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
He's obsessed with Greg Hardy.
That just shows to the fighters that are in the UFC how easy it is to get a fight. You know what I'm saying? You literally just have to talk shit to one fighter, just bombard them, and the UFC is going to give you the fight. I'm tired of seeing all this shit. I have no one to call out right now. I'll fight anybody. I'm so tired of that shit, dude.
We're tired, people.
We're fucking tired.
It's a fucking angry podcast today. All right, so Gustafson versus Smith. I hope Smith wins. Aleir Latifi against Volkan Oldsmar.
It's an interesting fight.
Volkan, I thought, was like the greatest fighter ever.
Yeah.
When he was just, like, hitting people, he was blowing on people and they were falling down.
Yep.
Like, he was touching gloves and they were done. But then he got, I mean, Smith tapped him. Cormier kind of ruined that guy's career, sort of. Like, he just beat him pretty easily.
Yep.
But Latifi wins the fight, you think he's going to win, and loses the fight, you think he's going to lose.
But he's kind of gassed out in the later rounds.
Volkan gassed too. Both these guys gas.
Damn, I think Volkan's gonna win, dude. I still got faith in the Volkan.
I think so too. I think so. Oh god, I think he looks like the quintessential bad James Bond guy. Like,
yeah.
Jimmy Manoa against Alexander Rakic. I don't know who that is, but Manoa needs a win.
I think Rakic's gonna win.
My man, Makwan Amirkhani.
Yep,
he's the greatest ever.
Yep,
he's the guy that got a blowjob while talking to me.
Why doesn't the UFC talk about that, dude?
They really should.
They should mention that he was on the MMA Roasted podcast getting a blowjob. Wasn't it by two women at the same time or something like that?
It was just one, as far as I know.
Okay.
But he's been kind of radio silent, too. He kind of like just tells, I don't know, against, I don't know who Chris Fishgold is, but he looks like he's a badass. 18-2.
Well, Amirkhani just beat Hick Diaz, Jason Knight. And that's the last fight. Wasn't that Jason Knight's last fight or something like that? Because I know he beat him.
Jason Knight went into bare knuckle boxing, and that was the most brutal fight I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
You see his face afterwards? Yeah. It looked like, remember Face Off with Travolta?
Yeah.
It took off his face.
Yeah.
It looked like he had the exact scars that just remove his
dude,
face.
Yeah, that was rough.
And then David Tamara. He's the guy that wanted to fight Colby Covington. I mean, Cody Nodalov, right? On the Ultimate Fighter. Wasn't the guy that got into his face?
Was it? Is this Daniel or David?
Or Daniel.
Yeah, because they're brothers. There's Daniel and David.
I get them confused.
Daniel is the lesser of the two. He seems to be less successful than his brother.
He's fighting Sung Bin Jo, who's 9-0 from China, but that doesn't mean much. The Chinese guys have not been that successful in the UFC.
I wonder why, dude. Maybe it's just because they have their own styles.
I think wrestling's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big also. I think they're not training with the best guys in the world. You know, I think if you take a lot of these guys and throw them into like ATT or AKA, they would infinitely get better.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of these guys are the best guys in their camps.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't seem as strong, like physically. You know, I mean, there's a couple times is, you know, exceptions, but it just seems like they always are at like a. Maybe they don't cut weight as well or don't believe in cutting weight.
Well, I definitely think there's diversity in strength between different ethnicities. Like the Dagestani people, they're just made out of iron. It's like they're born, like a 2-year-old Dagestani kid is stronger than me right now, dude.
There was like a 5-year-old Dagestani wrestling match, and they were doing like, it was like it was college level.
Mm-hmm.
It was insane with the moves they were doing. Mm-hmm. And it was weird. It was like at their state fair or something.
Yeah. They don't even look strong. They're just slender dudes, and they have infinite strength. So there definitely is different regional strengths.
Tanya Evinger's fighting Lena Landsberg. The elbow queen. Would you bang Tanya if she wanted to?
I mean, no, but maybe her girlfriend who was here.
Maybe her girlfriend? Somehow,
no, her girlfriend, though.
Her girlfriend was smoking hot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But Tanya's a pretty girl, too. When she gets, like, actually puts on makeup and, like...
Yeah.
I mean, she's a pretty girl. She's got a pretty face.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't, just to say that you did? I feel like she would bang you.
If there's any woman that has any, like, some sort of fame, I'm definitely going to do it for the story, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Any woman?
Any famous woman.
Like Roseanne Barr?
Hell yeah, I love Roseanne. She, you know, she'd be fun. We'd be smoking dope, taking Adderall or Ambien and shit like that.
Rosie O'Donnell?
I mean, now you're kind of pushing it.
Betty White?
Oh, fuck, yeah. Betty White was hot back in the day, but, you know, she's old now. I mean, I still would for the story.
You don't think you would kill her, maybe?
Kill her?
Would you wear a condom with her or no? She's not getting pregnant.
Yeah, she's not going to get pregnant.
All right, so Nick Hein, who's in like a sitcom in Germany, against Frank Camacho. Camacho just goes out for the kill every time. That should be a really good fight.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, like right here, it says Bia Malecki. And according to MMAJunkie.com, is 1-0. That can't be right. Against Eduardo Santana, who's 3-0, right? That can't be right.
Why are those guys even fighting in the UFC?
I don't think that's right. They got to get on it. Ryzen, Jinyu Fry, who is like a rocket scientist.
That's hilarious.
She's and hot. I mean, just ripped. Invicta, another. Don't get me started with Invicta. How they're not promoting their people because they have awesome fighters with amazing stories that both men and women should be able to get into. And it's, anyway, so she's fighting Akayama Hamasaki, who's 17-2. Don't know much about her, but should be good. Jake Hune, who always loses the big one, which pissed me off, against Rogue Martinez. That should be a good fight, too. Darren Cruikshank, he's a good fighter, against Taufik Musayev. Some good fights there. Also, I want to tell you that Brian Caraway's got a fight.
Okay.
He left the UFC. He's fighting in some kind of a weird organization, but they actually have good fighters on it. So I'm going to give them a shout-out because I was looking at their stuff. And let me see. Hold on. Brian Caraway. He's fighting in like Battle Box or something, or Battle Creek, or Battle Sports. What's it? Battle
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh God, man. What? I'm sorry.
By the way, I didn't know this, but there's been a lot of UFC fighters, like women UFC fighters, that have had their nudes leaked onto the internet. Did you know that?
I have heard about that. Yes.
I don't know if I can say on here particular girls, but you know, some of them are
good.
What
are we talking about? What does this have to do with?
Because that turns me on. I'm a big fan of UFC, and I'm a big fan of these chicks. And you know, to see them in their private life, it's hot, dude. I mean, it's very very scumbaggy. I feel like a scumbag doing it and like a pervert because I've talked to some of these girls via this podcast, and I feel bad because how would I feel if somebody watched my my finger blast video of me finger blasting myself? I'd feel very bad about that. I'd feel self-conscious, but,
Okay. So Battlefield FC. Battlefield FC. Have you heard of this?
No, it sounds badass, though.
It's fighting Raja Shippen, who's a Muay Thai guy. And it's in China. And it's in Macau, China. Also, Will Brooks is fighting against Abel Trujillo. It's cool. Be a good fight.
I didn't even know he got cut from the UFC. Will Brooks? Oh, yeah, he did, huh?
He was in the PFL. He lost in PFL. But he, won, but he got screwed. He started throwing chairs and stuff after he lost.
Oh, okay.
But that should be a good fight. Also, Ben Wall was 9-7. There's a bunch of guys. That actually card is pretty good. Battlefield. I'm telling you, it's July 27th at the Sheraton in Macau, China.
China.
Yeah.
Did you see Uriah Faber, his grappling match against
who won?
Nicky Ryan. I think Nicky Ryan won via some leg lock thing.
Oh, really?
I also heard that Uriah signed with the UFC again.
I heard that also, and I like Uriah Faber obviously a lot. He's awesome, but I just don't. I mean, he didn't look great in his last couple fights.
Do you think some of it has to do with him having a kid?
I don't know what it is. I think he misses. Yeah, he obviously misses it. He misses the limelight, and he misses the what's going on. And so there's a lot to miss, I'm sure. But he doesn't need to get hurt. He did not look great in his last couple fights. Mm-hmm. And he lost Jimmy Rivera, and he lost someone else. And I just think that Uriah is awesome. I love Uriah Faber. Mm-hmm. He's a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. But he's talented. He could do anything. He's got his wits, he's got his money, he's got his looks, he's got a baby. What do you, come on, man. I mean, he's not in his prime anymore, and I don't want to see guys get fucked up. What's it called? CTE is a real thing.
Yeah, and also Team Alpha Male has been looking the best recently. Who knows what's going on over there? And he's the head of Team Alpha Male, isn't he?
Yeah.
So how would it look if he went to go train an actual, put together camp like ATT or something like that? Whatever other camp there is in the UFC, don't you think it'd be good for him to go there for once?
He's not going to. He has that's his camp. So DJ Linderman, who I don't know if you've ever seen him come to his fights. He got knocked out really hard by Anthony Johnson. It was one of the worst knockouts ever.
Oh my God.
Taking on Patrick Schmid. I don't know him. Jan Finney, she's like a legend. Jan Finney's been around forever. She's 11-13, but she was pretty good. She's fighting Carolina Rose Cavado. Who else is on this? Brian Caraway is on this card. Battlefield FC, guys. This is I'm kind of into this.
Is this also on Fight Pass? Or does he have to go watch their own thing?
I don't know what. Yeah, you're a good point. I don't know where you watch this.
Instagram Live.
Will Brooks against Trujillo. That's a good fight.
Have you heard of the organization called Rough and Rowdy?
And they got Vanderlei Silva involved. I don't know. This is, it's in Chinese, but Vitaly Silva's in one of these posters.
Maybe he's just going to announce it or something.
He's going to announce it?
Like be an announcer.
He's signing something. Vitaly Silva's coming to Korea. I'm not sure he even knows he's actually there. But yeah, so Battlefield FC. I don't know what's going on.
Have you heard of Rough and Rowdy?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Like some organization where they have like, they're like amateurs, right?
Yeah, beyond amateurs.
And they force them to talk shit on each other and they post it on their Instagram and it's hilarious. It's like these fucking like hillbilly dudes.
I know.
With like 300 pounds talking
Dude,
shit.
There was one guy I saw who was convinced he could beat Mike Tyson in his prime.
On what?
In boxing, in Rough and Rowdy. And he got like knocked out really quick or they stopped the fight. The guy was like, looked like he had never trained a day in his life. Short.
That's pretty much everybody in that organization. It's pure entertainment. It's not to be taken seriously, really. It's just entertaining.
They better be careful that no one gets killed in that thing.
A lot of times they have them wear headgear and stuff.
They should have them wear like armor.
like medieval knights.
Yeah, because it's fucking crazy. That's
good week in fights, though.
Good week in fights. And then even after that, there's some good stuff coming up. Because after that, we have also next week after that, we have PFL Week 3. That's June 6th. Mm-hmm. There's some good fights there. Ishii signed with the PFL. He's an Olympic gold medalist, judo guy. He's fought everybody from Fedor, from this one to that one. He's lost to most of the good guys, but he's good, actually. Jordan Johnson, who was undefeated from Iowa, he joined the PFL. The Boogeyman, Rakeem Cleveland, and then Alex Nicholson, and then Vinny Magalese is fighting on that also.
Nice.
And then Invicta, who we're going to talk to right now, actually I'm going to call her, Karina Rodriguez, fighting Deanna Bennett. She's a hottie from Mexico.
Cool.
You ever been to Mexico?
Just for like a mission trip with my church when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was terrible. Well, it's kind of strange because when you get there, they give like a big speech of like, all right, guys, don't drink the water. Don't do this. Don't look nobody in the eye. Don't eat the meat. Don't do this.
It's really?
Like,
they told Jesus. You that?
Yeah.
Part of the church told you that?
Yeah. But we're there to build houses for the poor. It was pretty cool, man. It was it wasn't deep into Mexico. It was just past the border. It's like 20 miles from San Diego.
It was like in Pasadena?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of fun, though. Okay, well, now, how old were you when this happened?
I was probably 10, 11 or something like that.
How did you become such a devious guy if you were this like church kid?
Because when your parents force you to go to church when you're younger, it wasn't my choice to go on a mission trip to Mexico, you know what I'm saying? I didn't volunteer to do that. It was my parents forcing me. Oh, there's a mission trip. You should go join. Get social with the other kids in the church. All this bullshit. Fuck that.
Were there any cute girls there?
I can't remember, dude. That was before my balls dropped. I was not horny at all.
So it was last week?
Yeah, dude.
Before my balls dropped. Is that how you like calculate time?
Yeah.
Like what happened before your balls dropped?
Yeah. I'm still waiting for my voice to get deep too.
Your voice
and
is really
beard
deep.
And my beard to grow.
Alright, let's see what we got here. Alright, so Karina cannot pick up. Karina Rodriguez, I'm trying to call her. Very, very talented, pretty woman. And talented fighter fighting for Invicta against Deanna Bennett. But I don't know where she is. I think she gave the wrong number. So what do you got coming up?
You can go follow me on Instagram and Twitter at the Weendog, TheWeendawg. I'm also going to be releasing a new podcast coming out soon, all about paranormal stuff, creepy stuff, murder stuff, just terrifying stuff. It's going to be on its own feed. So follow me on Instagram or Twitter to get the updates on that. And that's it, dude.
All right. I'll be at the Long Beach Laugh Factory this Wednesday, May 29th. As well as June 1st, I'm at the Comedy Store June 2nd. I'm at the Ivy Casino June 6th in Laughlin. The Ice House Comedy Club June 8th. The Comedy Cave in Calgary June 11th to the 16th. Minnesota House of Comedy June 19th to the 23rd. The Stratosphere July 1st to the 7th. Off the Hook Comedy Club July 18th to the 21st. San Jose Theater with Russell Peters July 26th. Well, thank you guys for coming on the podcast. Guys, I mean me and you. and I hope all is well. You guys are the best. So take care and have a good week. Түүний сонс тө хөвч юм дур булаа. Даа дэ стоотан дур булаа мороо.